So we're going to look at this piece that we've changed our lives, that it kind of determines the way in which we live and how we live in our lives in this world. And instead, what we were going to do is that we were going to challenge these thoughts by asking them questions and challenging the validity of these that we carry. The first one we did last week is we said, what is your picture of God? We look at some pictures of God that we often carry in our lives, and we get to the conclusion that the real picture is that God is a shepherd. He wants to be careful. The question is asked today, and I'd like us to talk about a little bit of this question. What will it take for you, for me, to be? What does it take for me to be completely content? Because isn't it true that in this world, the one thing that all of us want is happiness. We want that. But isn't it also true that happiness is kind of like a little bit of a roller coaster? Sometimes we're really happy, and we're really happy, and we're really happy, and then we're really happy, and then we're really happy. Look at the video for a second, and then we'll talk about that happiness again. That desire or that unmet desire keeps me living in a more paradigm. What if true happiness is available in a way where God puts me, where God provides me, where God gives me, it is. We walk with you through Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3 again this morning. I'm just going to read the first 3 verses. And we'll talk about this contentment. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. actually write down three questions. Three free Sunday questions. It refreshes my soul. It guides me along the right paths. For his name's sake. Few of David's thoughts. His thoughts were restarted last week. We need to get the first one right. The Lord is my shepherd. Because what we say about the shepherd, if the Lord is my shepherd, he bought me, he cares for me, he loves me, he provides for me, he will lay down his life for me, whatever it takes, the Lord will be there. And that's why David can say, I lack nothing. In other words, David is actually saying, the grass is green right where you are. Right there. And to explain that, he uses this very simple image that I'm going to walk through with you this morning. This very simple image that says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, us city folks, we don't know much about sheep. We don't even eat them. They walk around, but you don't even eat them. We don't know much about you. Let me teach you something that I learned and I studied up when we looked up in the other books about sheep. Sheep will not lie down unless a few things are perfect and good. Did you know that? When you buy sheep, you won't often see sheep lying down and always standing. There's a few things need to be in place first. First thing, sheep will not lie down if they are hungry or if there's more food to be had. When sheep are hungry, they will walk and find and walk and find and eat and eat. If there's enough food or more than enough food, they will keep on eating. They will so keep on eating that they will eat themselves to death. I'm not lying. I have a slide to prove this fact with that slide from the Los Angeles Times. There it is. Story about 83 sheep, don't try to read it. 83 sheep that ate themselves to death. They call it terminal indigestion. That's the nice word for saying they ate themselves to death. And the reason for this is the sheep got into the field of alfalfa. And they started eating, and they were eating, and they were eating, and they were driven by, I love the word that this guy uses, by a fatal hunger. Farmer's wife said they went nuts, crazy wild, and they couldn't stop themselves. They said, that's what people do. They won't lie down. They'll eat and eat and eat, and each sheep ate with this fatal hunger until they died. They never knew when to say, that's enough. I've had enough. There will be more again tomorrow. I can come back to the field and be there again. They ate till the question was, what will it take for me to be completely content? I have to say, I've had enough. Because we live in a world that is always driving us to consume. Look at this world. Everything you see on TV, everything you see on your iPad, everything. It jumps up. And what is it telling you? Buy this. You need that. Get this. Consume this. Consume that. Get this. Get this. And we are driven by this fatal hunger to digest and to consume more and more and more. There's some questions that I know where to pull that line, draw that line and say, it's could tell this. And what does he do? This one thing. Because I never had enough. And always going to want more. But I'm standing. And I'm so tired. But I'm standing because there's more. Second reason why sheep won't lie down. Sheep won't lie down if they are agitated, afraid. They'll stand. Because they're such timid, defenseless animals. They know when they lie down, then they're open prey. So sheep, if everything is not perfect, if they're a little anxious, if they're a little afraid, they'll be standing. They'll be standing. They will not lie down. But here's the interesting thing, if you read with the shepherds, the interesting thing that the shepherd says is, as you build a relationship with the sheep, when the shepherd comes and the sheep see that the shepherd is there, something amazing happens. When he sits down and he's at peace, the sheep will lie down right again. Because the sheep will know the shepherd is there. And he will take care of the wild animals, and he will take care of the dangers, and he will take care of all the others that are bumping them. And then the sheep will lie down, and they're at peace. The presence of the shepherd. What a picture of the society in which we live. Doctor's offices, therapist's offices, bookstores, pharmacies, filled with standing sheep. When you're always anxious and worried, do you sleep well? When you're always so worried and fear, do you function well at work? When you're always standing and never resting, and never getting the heart, do you function the way that God wants you to function? What happens to your body? You know what happens to your body. Then we go back to the first one. Then we work more. We need to see with new eyes. We need to see the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit of God that's in us. To see that the shepherd is there with me. And when I see the shepherd is there, I can leave those worries. Because doesn't the word say that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear and anxiety? He gives us a spirit of joy and of happiness and of fullness. And when we allow the Spirit to minister, we'll see the shepherd. And when I see the shepherd, I can let him go, and I can find rest. I can in the green pasture that the shepherd has given. And he's perfect, kind of dead in this world. Sheep will not lie down if there is a quiet on earth. Now we know there's a hierarchy, right? With chickens, it's called what? A chicken. With cattle, it's called one more. With sheep, it's called bucking. Why? Because they're always bucking with their heads. They're always coming, get out of my way, get out of my way, get out of my way, especially the old ewes, because there's a little bit of a matriarchal system with sheep. The old ewes, they'll kick them out, especially when those little lambs come, they don't belong to them. They'll buck them away because their lambs need to have the best place to eat. They're always bucking, get out of my way, I want to get ahead, get out of my way, I want to get ahead. And we know what happens, those at the front get first, and those at the bottom, sheep are bottom feeders. The problem is with this, when this happens, the sheep don't lie down. And what you find Like there was this huge gallery that went up into this temple and was filled with these worms. And this little worm was on this gallery floor that was filled with worms and worms and all over each other and they're climbing day after day. And this little worm is climbing and at some stage he says to one of the other ones, "Do you know where we're going to?" The other little worm says, "No, I don't, but I know we need to climb, just climb." Thank you. Thank you.